Hello and welcome to the 12th episode of the Life is Casual Gamers podcast. My name is Matt. I'm joined by Mike and Steve. Say hi, guys.
My name is Mike.
My name's Mike.
Oh, now nobody's going to know who's who. It's okay. The one that says more stupid shit is Steve.
I'm Matt.
There's Steve.
There's Steve. He showed himself. He revealed himself.
I'm involved.
So we're actually running on a generator right now because the power's been out to where we record all weekend long. So there's not going to be a video this week. We're running on minimal power. If we have any cutouts and you hear any weird edits, it's most likely because the fuse blew in the room that we're doing in this, because like I said, we're running on a generator right now. So a shout out to Hydro One. Thank you so much for making us wait 3 or 4 days to get power back. It's fantastic. I love being without power.
Poverty town.
We live in Povertyville.
But did you guys see how much damage was caused by this windstorm?
I don't care about the damage, man. All I know is that I can't play video games.
Well, you can't. I can.
No, we can. You can.
Yeah. You guys can. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
You have your name on your mic.
Oh, yeah. It's the mic sock that I had from the radio station I worked at years ago.
Huh. That's cool. Can I get one?
Yeah, sure. You want to order it online and I'll get a gray permanent marker for you?
Can you order it online for me?
No. I don't want to.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bastard.
All right. Let's get this party rolling.
Get that motor rolling.
On the docket today.
What's on the docket?
If you could only recommend one game to someone who's never played video games before, what would it be?
It's like Super Mario.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Like Super Mario.
Just go with the basic Nintendo games.
Yeah.
Started off easy.
It's the easiest shit to play, too, right?
Well, not the original, like, Super Nintendo Mario. Those games were hard. You died, man. You had to start from the beginning. That was annoying. I've never beaten that game. I don't know anyone that has.
Francesco.
Me?
You've beaten that game?
Yeah.
What, Super Mario?
Like the original Super Nintendo one.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have not gotten even remotely close because you lose all your lives and you got to start from scratch.
That's the trick. You just don't lose your lives.
Just don't die.
Just don't die.
Yeah, no, I've never. And also, you got to remember when we were playing these games, like we were kids. I don't know about you when the last time you played this and when you beat it, how old you were. But I mean, when I was playing this game, I was a little kid. So there's no way a little kid is beating that game.
Yeah. I still beat it.
Wow. Take some dedication.
Well, I watched my brother play video games when I was like 2 years old.
Cheater.
Then when I finally got my hands on it, I didn't know what it felt like to lose, so I didn't get really upset, so I didn't throw the fucking controller against the wall.
I didn't know what it was like. I didn't know what it felt like to lose.
Boy, I didn't get angry because I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get angry.
And you just, when you're a kid and you get started on something, you learn it quicker.
Yeah, that's true. Kids are much better at video games than adults are. I feel like we kind of lose our ability and our like hand-eye coordination as we get older, because as a kid, man, I was able to smoke anybody. But now, and like if you play any game online right now and you get just absolutely destroyed, it's always by a squeaker, because kids are just way too good at video games. It's always by a squeaker. And then they tell you they fucked your mom and it's like, what?
You little shit.
You little shit. I gotta come over there and ground you. Who's your daddy?
Oh, God.
I don't know what game I would recommend to someone who's never played video games. I would say something more along the lines of Mario Party. Because I feel like Mario Party is almost like playing Monopoly. Anybody can play it.
Hey, you want to lose all your friends? Play this game.
But I don't see how that makes you lose your friends. I think we talked about this in a previous podcast. I don't see how Mario Party makes you lose your friends. And if you lose friends playing Mario Party, then you got some shitty friends.
Let's play Mario Party, all three of us. Well,
I'm
then
down.
We'll see what happens.
I think I've only played Mario Party a couple times. I never really got into the Mario Party thing.
I think that Mario Party is most relatable to Monopoly. It's one of those games where you play and someone will eventually say, fuck this shit, because they're so far behind. But at the same time, at the end of the day, it moves on. It's like, oh, okay, Monopoly. It's like, you know, someone flips the board. It's done. Game's over. And then you go back to doing whatever the hell else you were doing. It's the same thing with Mario Party. You're like, this game's bullshit. And then you go on. You don't lose, friends.
You flip the Wii.
Yeah, flip the handle.
But the thing is in Mario Party is that even at the last turn, the game could switch from the guy who's dead in last place can all of a sudden steal all the guy's stars in first place and win the game.
Yeah, but that's what makes it fun.
That's what pisses off the guy in first place and throws a controller at the screen.
But no, that makes it fun, man. It's fun that way.
It is fun, but like you still have that competitive that you want to beat your friends, and then when that happens, you just like, what the fuck? I was winning the whole game. Why? what the hell just happened? This stupid lottery.
We gotta do like an old school, like 8-year-old birthday party type of party, and get together with Nintendo and Mario Party, and do like. You know, you ever do this for like your 8th or 9th birthday? You do a sleepover and you go to Blockbuster and you rent Mario Party and you have like 4 or 5 friends over and you're all playing to like midnight, which is super late for a 9-year-old. And then you all just like crash in your sleeping bags.
Yeah.
We got to do one of those.
I'm down. We'll play Mario Party and you'll see like how competitive and cucked you get.
The funny thing is I honestly think that the person who's going to rage the most is going to be Steve.
No.
I want to set up a video and like record a video of us playing the entire night as we play, because if Steve, like when Steve's on the podcast, he doesn't rage as much. When we play games and he knows that we're recording, like he doesn't rage as much because he's like a lot calmer when I think he knows that eyes are on him. But when it's just us and there's no eyes on him and there's no mic on him, like I have a feeling Steve's going to be like, if I beat Steve, he's going to be jumping on top of me and punching me. And that's the way that he gets. So it's like, I just know, especially if he's in first and I steal his stuff, or if he's in last, and I'm continuing to dominate him, he's going to be jumping all over me and like punching me and shit. Like, this is bullshit. You rigged this. This is a bullshit game, and freaking out and throwing shit. We got to do this.
Steve.
Yo, I don't give a shit.
See, he's behind a mic. He's calm.
His demeanor's changing. I don't care. I don't rage.
But yeah, no, we should do this.
Okay.
Who has a Nintendo? I got a Wii in the basement, but like the original Wii.
I have the original Wii too.
We think we can probably find a used Mario Party at EB.
I mean, you have a GameCube.
Yeah, I have a GameCube.
Do you have the old Mario Party on GameCube?
I have Super Mario or Super Smash Brothers, and that's it.
Oh, okay. So you don't have Mario Party.
Well, we can probably find it.
I have an N64. I don't know if we bought Mario Party, though, because I think we used to always rent it. I got to dig up the old N64, see if I have Mario Party, because like I said, I know that when we played Mario Party, it was like we always rented it. So if we could buy it or even find an N64 cartridge for it, maybe that'll work. We got to find a way. But at the end of the day, we got to find a way. We'll look into it this week. Find a way so we can play Mario Party all together in the same room, and we'll videotape it, and we'll get that video up on YouTube of us all playing Mario Party, because that would be amazing.
I'm down. I think, no, we can go to one of those stores that sells all those old school games. I know York University has a little booth like that in the cafeteria.
They have all the retro games?
Are they fucked?
What?
Look how much they want for it.
How much?
$557.
For what, N64?
No, GameCube, Mario Party 4.
Okay, let's go to Kensington Market
and
buy
then they
for
want Mario
bucks.
Party 6 is $274.
Yeah, so we're not going to be buying a Mario Party unless we can find one that's, like I said, at EB for the original Wii.
We can go to Kensington Market. There's a lot of stores that sell it.
This is for GameCube.
I'm willing to bet that we can find a used Mario Party for Wii at EB Games for like $10. Willing to bet.
Not an EB, like a third-party store that sells all those.
Well, we'll go look around. We'll look this week. If you guys get out that way this week, make sure you look for it, and we'll get this done. We'll go above and beyond to get this done for our two listeners.
We have more than two listeners.
Who?
I don't know.
Well, if we have more than two listeners, and anybody who listens, even if we have one listener, I don't care. We're doing it for you. We love you.
Yeah, just the one guy that's there listening to us.
I love these guys.
I'm trying to think of other games that, you know, if people haven't, like, to introduce people into video games. Maybe Mario Kart, once again, though. That I think Mario Kart will also ruin relationships and friendships more than Mario Party would. Because, if you're in last and you know how to use the good shells, man, and you're knocking them out of first, they're getting mad.
It's true.
No, I think Mario.
I think getting hit by a shell triggers people more than someone surpassing you in Mario Party.
When you have a lot of stars in Mario Party, then that person in last place lands on the thing and manages to get your name, his name, and I'll switch stars and coins, and you go from first to last when you're dominating
the
whole game.
This?
What?
Let's go to EB after this.
Then you get pissed. Shut up, Steve. I was talking.
Fuck you, Mike. I'll stab you in the eye.
So we gotta basically any Nintendo or Super Mario game is a good starter for anybody who hasn't played video games yet.
Call of Duty too.
Yeah, even COD.
Counter-Strike, if you want to really never play video games again, play Counter-Strike for the first time. I wanted to talk about this as well really quick. PUBG, by the way, we got to play more of it this week. They fixed it.
What do you mean they fixed it?
They fixed it is what I mean. Now they let you select the map that you want to play, so no more Miramar, because I hate that map. Yeah. So we could only play Arangle.
We can only play Arangle.
And until the new map comes out, and we could test that out for a little while. But also, I was playing with high settings, no frame drops. 60 to 80 FPS, no frame drops, dude. Like they fixed it, man. Like, it's optimized.
Can I connect?
It's optimized now. They did a 10 gig update. I updated it on Thursday, played one game, and I died instantly. And I was like, go figure, they fixed the game, and I die in like 3 seconds. but no, like, we got to play it this week. It's fixed, man. Like, I cannot wait to play PUBG now that they fixed it. So I just wanted to say that. And back into the whole game recommendations thing. The other thing on the docket was, what would be a game recommendation for someone who's played them all?
Buy a Monopoly board. I mean, if you played them all, what can you recommend them?
Like, someone who's like, you know, who's keeping up and current with them all and has played a lot of games. Like, what's kind of like a low-key game that's like underrated? What's the most underrated game you'd say that there's a good chance that someone hasn't played? I'd say if you have, I mean, there was a lot of hype around this one, but the Prison Break game that we played, what's it called?
A Way Out
was good if you have a friend to play with, but I mean, there's a good chance if you've played them all, you've played that as well.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Oh, that's a tricky question, because
Mind Night.
Comedy Night.
Hilarious. Mike, you never bought it, did you?
No.
Oh, it was my
a
God.
Waste of money.
Too expensive.
$3.
Too expensive.
Dude, it's $3. It was the, like, honestly, if you spend $3 on Comedy Night and you play it once, you got your money's worth out of it.
Oh, me and Matt played it for what, I think an hour or so? I was dying of laughter.
I think I put like 10 hours into that game, because whenever I got bored, no one was online. I just went to Comedy Night and you just like chirp people and listen to stupid jokes. Like, that game is like, for $3, you can't go wrong. What are you looking at?
I'm thinking.
Oh.
So I look up into the sky or the ceiling.
I can't think of any other games. This is actually a tough one.
Devil May Cry.
Or even the Wolfen, like the old Wolfensteins.
Stein?
The old ones, yeah.
Yeah, like the really old, or even like, that's tricky. Or like Quake. Try Quake.
Donkey Kong.
We're thinking really hard here. We don't have the brain capacity for this. We're casual gamers. We're not.
I would actually recommend someone to play the old Unreal Tournament, like 2004.
Can you even get that anymore?
Yeah, it's off Epic. You can get it for free.
Fortnite. Nobody heard of that game.
Oh yeah, Fortnite. I recommend Fortnite. If you haven't played them all, play Fortnite, because Fortnite is very. And have you heard of this new underground band too? They're like really good, but you probably never heard of them. They're called the Beatles.
Never heard of them.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Okay, so I guess we got no recommendations for you if you've played them all. Just continue playing the games that you want to play. Here's a quick news story that we can discuss a little bit. Playing video games can make you smarter, even though we just proved this theory wrong by sitting here and thinking hard and racking our brains for the last few minutes. Playing video games in young people. So if you're yet to go into university, you're in high school, if you have kids and they're playing video games and they're in high school and you want to relate to them, and that's why you're listening to our shitty podcast. playing video games at a young age can actually has shown to have graduate attributes to it. Communication skills, resourcefulness, adaptability. And this is at a university out of Glasgow. And they also suggest that playing video games, because of those skills that you gain, have a higher chance of getting you into university. So if you're also a squeaker right now and mom and dad are telling you you got to do your chores before you can play video games, you just tell them, you know what? This is homework. I'm practicing to get into university by trying to get this victory royale.
It does make you think on your feet and problem solve if there's a tough puzzle.
I mean, like, I feel like game mechanics almost like taught me like actual physics in terms of like driving and whatnot, and I don't know.
Oh God,
I feel like and also my hand-eye coordination has helped with video games.
Reflexes.
Yeah, reflexes is a good one. Video games do help real life stuff, and they help your problem solving as well if you play a lot of games with puzzles.
Yeah, it does really help.
The only thing that they don't help is decision making, because I still can't decide what next video game to buy
or get girls.
I still mean like decision making. You make all sorts of decisions in a game.
Yeah, I know, but I still can't decide. I remember when we were kids and we would go to Blockbuster to rent a game. My mom would get so mad at us because we would be in there for a solid hour because I'd be staring at all the games and be like, there's legit too much of a selection. I do not know what I want to play.
I was the same way. I'd be like, okay, fuck, I want this. I want this one.
Mark, no, we rent all five of these games? No, pick one.
It's like, I want this one. No, I want this one. And then you only get like, what, a weekend for it? Was it?
It depends on the game. You'd get either 3 days, like, or 1 day, days. 3 days, or 7 days.
Yeah, so I think I always got the 7 days.
Those were like the older games.
Yeah, I would go for the 3 day games. Oh, yeah. I want the 1 day game because then you got to give it back in a day.
But see, I think this is another reason why I beat games so fast, because I always used to rent them from Blockbuster and you only had 3 days to beat the whole game. So you had to literally rush through the whole game.
I mean, I guess that actually has a bit of logic. Like, Steve's actually providing some logic behind it.
That was logic.
Like, because I was like hitting us in the head with logic. Steve just like slammed us with some logic. You just drop some knowledge.
Because I used to always rent games on a Friday. Mm-hmm. Because we'd go grocery shopping at Fortino's in that plaza, then hit the Blockbuster across the street. My parents would rent a movie. And then I would be like, Dad, can I get a video game? Whatever. He says, okay. And then you'd return it the Sunday night.
Yeah.
Right? So I felt like Friday night, I had to start the game and then beat it by like Sunday morning. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, you only had 3 days to beat a game. Yeah. I just never beat the games. You know, it was one of the best N64 games that I would always go to and rent. Like, so basically, if there was a birthday party, we'd always rent Mario Party. That was like the game to rent for birthday parties. And then whenever I didn't know what I wanted to rent, I went with the 7 day rental and I rented Rampage. And I can't believe that they're making a movie out of it. The movie looks so bad.
Yeah, Rampage.
It looks so dumb. But dude, that game on N64 as a kid was so much fun. I would always pick the gorilla and climb up the buildings and like eat people from out of the window.
Have you guys ever played the game Twisted Metal?
No.
No.
Oh, I used to love that game as a kid.
There's a recommendation if you haven't played them all.
I used to love it. Never even heard of it. Look it up. They actually...
I don't have internet, dude.
Oh, I know, an underrated game.
I think they actually made a movie about it.
What game, Mike?
Prototype.
I've heard of that one, but I haven't played it.
It's cool. You infect a virus on the city, and then you get these special powers where you could shapeshift your hands, turn into giant claws or a giant sword, and just like wreck everything.
I've seen video of that game. It's almost like Dishonored a little bit.
Not really.
No,
it's a sandbox game, kind of. You go find quests or do the story or do side missions, level up your powers or do the missions. Giant, huge, monstrous things that just tear through people come and attack you, and you can tear through people too. It's fun.
Sounds kid friendly.
It's not. It's a lot of gore.
And then also, we've talked about this game in the past, and I just put it onto your computer. Like, you've probably heard of this game because it's so big now, but it is still an indie game, and I'm sure some people haven't heard of it. Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice.
That game's pretty cool.
The beginning was so fucking creepy.
All right, rolling into, it's not going to be that long of an episode because I also do kind of want to finish it up a little bit quicker because we're running on a generator and I've been blowing the fuse in this room quite a few times already. So let's wrap this up before we blow a fuse. We'll get to this week in gaming news. Like I said earlier, the PUBG PC update 12 is out now and they fixed the game.
Finally.
All you need to know, 10 gigabit 10 gigabyte update file. They fixed the weapon balance. They added a map selector. And if you hate Miramar, you could take it off finally.
Or if you hate the other one.
Solid performance so far from what I've played. God of War. Mike's been playing God of War. We were talking about that last night. But something he might not have known. PS4's Avengers has an Infinity War item. Or, sorry, God of War, PS4's Avengers Infinity... Blah, blah, blah. I can't speak right now, and I'm not reading this news story correctly. Basically, with the new Avengers movie taking the world by storm last week, God of War has announced that there's an Avengers Infinity War Easter egg. It's the Gauntlet of Ages, and you won't have to Google hard to find out where it is. We haven't watched the movie yet. Don't even know what this is. But there you go, Mike. When you play the game, Gauntlet. There you go. You can look for it.
Mike.
Sweet.
How far are you in the game so far?
I don't know. Like, I played a few of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours.
Okay. So since you rated, what did you rate it last week?
I don't know. I
what
forget.
Was it last
Doesn't
week?
Matter.
Anyways, what would you rate it now?
Still a 9. I'm going to give it a 9.
He's enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it very much.
Boy.
The new Red Dead Redemption 2 has released a trailer and a bunch of screenshots. Looks awesome. You played the first one, Grand Theft Auto, except in the Wild Wild West.
Let's That's watch it on your computer game. Right now. Oh,
oh yeah.
No power to internet.
That and... Ubisoft has a new game coming out, Beyond Good and Evil 2, and they released a live stream of the developers playing it, and they've shared more details about it. It's actually going to be showcased at E3 coming up.
That's next
month. About a month. Yes, it is. It's still in early development, this game, but we'll get more teasers showcased at E3 next month, which is looking pretty exciting so far. I can't wait for E3 to come out because that's like the best time of the year for video games. Like, I'll spend the next few days just watching the trailers and everything that's come out for it and all. And I really, really, really hope that we have an update on The Last of Us 2. Because we got that first trailer at last year's E3. I'm hoping that we get more at this E3, hopefully even a release date. What are you looking forward to most at E3?
What you just said.
Last of Us 2. What about you, Steve? Anything you're looking forward to? Anything you're looking forward to seeing?
Not really, to be honest with you.
I want to see what the new PS4 games that they're going to come out with.
I like to see what new games they have in store for us.
I also want to see the new technology coming out for PCs. Because right now, like, your highest rated video card would be the GTX 1080 or whatever the fuck it is. It's the 1080 for NVIDIA. I want to see what NVIDIA is going to do after that. Are they going to hit 2000 or are they just going to make a whole new series? That's one thing I really want to know.
Interesting. That and also to see what they're going to do with the new PlayStation and Xbox, if they're going to release any details on that. But all right, it looks like that's wrapping up the show for episode 12. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to subscribe and like us on YouTube, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We love you, and we'll be back again next week, hopefully with power.
With the power!